community, of course, we know that communication is community, but also exploring the medium of radio. And so all this creative, all this talk about...
Hi, I'm Jalal from the Victory Bus Project. You're listening to 90.7 FM, WGXC, ACRA.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Upstate Films, where membership provides access to world-class cinema, first-run feature films, art house films, live music, and more, plus advance notice of close-up series conversations with directors and actors and other special events at the Star Theater in Rhinebeck, the Orpheum in Saugerties, and traveling around the Hudson Valley. Information at upstatefilms.org. That's upstatefilms.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Marcus DeGrazia Acupuncture of Austerlitz, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
And we're tuning in all sorts of local sounds during our 2023 pledge drive. This is our fall pledge drive, and we are focusing on local music because we play local music and local sounds all year round, but we're emphasizing that in this week because that's one of the things we do here at WGXC. We cover local music and local sounds and local concerts coming to town and concerts.
Yeah, I would. If you are weak and afraid, not sure if you'll make it another day, that he will see you through. He will strengthen and help you. Don't give up, man, and don't give in. You trust in him once, now do it again.
God is on your side. Yes, he's on my side. God is on our side. God is for us. God is not against us. God is in it with us. God is fighting for us. Hallelujah. Beloved, that's the bright side of things. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and we are here with the music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Yes, beloved. The Bright Side Somewhere is right here with me on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, and Catskill, New York, WGXC.org, online all the time. And I'm not here by myself. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost got a hold on me. Hallelujah. I'm WGXC with me. And there is our audio engineer extraordinaire, Mr. Randall Martin, Martin AV Services. How you doing this morning, Brother Randall Martin?
I am doing well, and good morning to our precious Bright Side listeners.
Yes, 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 beloved. And listen, I just want to say happy Clergy Appreciation Day, happy Pastors Appreciation Month. Yes, beloved, all the clergy out there who might be listening, all of you who have pastors, all of you who love and appreciate this pastor, and I appreciate you back. Amen. It is Clergy Pastor Appreciation Day and Pastor Appreciation Month. And I just sound the bells and the whistles about that because, you know, they just need to be appreciated from the cradle to the grave. Praise the Lord. Some folks, they don't want to hear nothing or see nothing about a pastor. But as soon as somebody gets sick, they want to call the pastor, and they know the pastor will answer back. As soon as somebody dies, they got to find a pastor, a clergy person, amen. If they want their loved one to go on from this life to the next in a good fashion and hopefully, amen, into the new life of freedom and eternal kingdom of Christ. And, you know, so. But for those of us who deal with pastors and live with pastors on a daily basis, and we know what it takes or have an idea that it's not an easy job. Hallelujah. So, and most oftentimes an unpaid job. Amen. Sometimes a little stipend will help along the way. So we say appreciate them and happy Appreciation Day. Yes and yes. Amen. Also, Native American Indigenous People Day is this week, beloved, and so grateful for that, that we get a chance, amen, to honor and to celebrate the Native Americans who helped those first pilgrims, didn't know they were going to turn around and bite them like they did, but helped them through the harsh winters of this of newfound land to them and helped them learn what crops to grow and helped them learn how to hunt and track and help them to clear land. And oh my goodness. So we look back and we think on that and we say, we are aware of you and we celebrate the descendants, those who made it, those who survived the genocide. We thank you. This is World Mental Health Week and World Mental Health Month. And so on the 10th, we thank you for those in that field. And You know, we all have mental health. Now, are we well or are we sick? That's the question. We need to take care of our mental health, right? Amen. And International Day of the Girl Child on October 11th. So, yes, beloved, some food for thought. God looks for people who believe, who think, and thinkers who believe. Yes? Oh, yes. Well, we got the music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. So you don't go nowhere. You stay right here. We have 7 songs back to back, 30 minutes of music. And the lineup is like this. Lord, Do It For Me by Brother Zacardi Cortez. Jesus. B.B. Winans. He Won't Fail. Todd Galbraith, I Knew You Would. Justin Radford, our Christian hip hop pick for the day. Work Together, Bashawn Mitchell. Better, Jess Norris featuring Dayton. And Miracles by Kiara Sheard. My spell check is wrong. They said Shepherd, but it's Sheard. Miracles by Kiara Sheard featuring Pastor Mike Jr. 7 songs back to back. Lord, Do It For Me, Jesus. He Won't Fail. I Knew You Would. Work Together. Better, Miracles. After that, I'll be back with my spiritual social commentary for today. Got something about the water, say. Amen.
For me, oh Lord, do it for me. Oh Lord, if you don't do it, it just won't be done. So Lord, sometimes I get desperate and I say it like this. I say, Lord, fix it for me. Anybody know that only God can do it? Oh, fix it for me. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Because, Lord, I have a problem that only you can solve. So Lord, do it for me. Can y'all play that for me? Lord, do it for me. Lord, I need you to do it right now. I can't wait till tomorrow. Do it for me. Lord, if you don't do it, it just won't be done. So Lord, do it for me. Listen.
Time enough, I leave it alone. Somebody say, love. your hands. If you need God to do something to you.
Forever the same. Church. He won't fail. like I'm walking on water. Yeah. I got my eyes on you, Father. Yeah. And you bid me come near thee. Yeah. I gotta go a little further. Yeah. With every step I take, yeah. It's like I sink a little deeper. Yeah. I gotta focus on you, God. Yeah. And not what's going on in me.
I knew you.
You step right in on time.
Around 5 a.m. My heart was heavy.
My thoughts were empty. Yeah.
But something about the grace of God, He reeled me right back in. He held me close. Never, never let me go. He's my friend. Lord, I read and believe, nothing can separate me. I'll trust your word, I'll trust your word. Lord, you promised that you'll always be right there. And I know that you still love me and you care. Lord, I read and believe, nothing can separate me. I'll trust your word.
God, I trust you.
Everything in me.
Everything.
I will.
Yes, I will, God.
With all of my heart, Lord. Lord, I will.
Lord, I will.
So I will.
So I will.
Trust your word.
Trust your word.
So I will.
So I will.
Trust your word.
Trust.
So I will.
Nothing is impossible for my God who holds the world in his hands. Yeah. We are called his sons and daughters. He has a plan just for you.
You're listening to
and it's
WG.
Gonna work for my good.
You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, and Catskill, New York. This is The Bright Side. There's a bright side somewhere right here with me on WGXC. We have the music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. We got more music coming for you. And after that, I'll be back with my spiritual social commentary for today.
You're wearing your freedom. You've got the presence of his grace. You ain't no follow the leader. I like that you stand up like no one can defeat you. You've got the strength of an army of angels whenever needed. You got a confidence in your smile you can't contain. It's like you know who you are. It's royalty. So when they come up and they try and test you, they'll be asking questions like, don't you want the fanciest cars?
don't you want the finest of jewels? Don't you want the coolest of things? Don't you want the, now you know better, cause I know, no better, I know you know better, cause I know, no better, I know you know better, cause I know, no better, ain't no need to stress out, cause you tell me better, I know you know better, cause I know, no better, I know you know better, cause I know, no better, I know you know better, cause I know, no better, ain't no need to stress out, cause you
you've been a goal setter, a goal getter, but you won't ever, ever know. Never will you sell your soul. There is no pleasure that will compare. It just won't measure up to the joy that the Father has given you. Baby, you put all of your efforts into eternal investments because you know better. All the globe's treasures, plus all the finer things that they cherish, all the designer things that they wear, all of the diamond rings with the carrots do not define you queen because they perish. You know you're wonderfully made, and you know that one of these days you're gonna reap a reward in heaven where forever the sun will be praised. Don't you, yes.
Don't you want the fanciest cars? Don't you want the finest of jewels? Don't you want the coolest of things? Don't you want the, now you know better, cause I know, no better, I know you know better, cause I know, no better, I know you know better, cause I know, no better, ain't no need to stress out, cause you tell me better, I know you know better, cause I know, no better, I know you know better, cause I know, no better, I know you know better, cause I know, no better, ain't no need to stress out, cause you tell me better.
It's really happening. But you thought was impossible.
Yeah.
You say yes, now he's on a roll. Yeah. Blessings keep stacking. Warfare, you packing. He's never leaving you alone. Whatever you speak, it unfolds. Having you say help, he's backing up up there. Whatever you say here, he's backing up up there. Yeah. So speak whatever you want. You've been dreaming, you've got it. And don't doubt
it. I need you on your feet tonight.
See,
come on.
What
come on.
Doing.
Come on.
I live to see the miracles. I'm wearing his yoke. In with the new, I'm with the old. It's joy to my soul. Now to receive what you pray for, I declare that it's yours.
He performed miracles just like he said. Perform miracles just like he said he would.
Hey.
He performed miracles just like he said he would.
Hey.
He performed miracles just like he said he would.
Hey.
I need you to clap your hands if you know God has not forgotten about you and he's still about to do it.
He's a God of love, fill you with peace and hope.
Yeah.
To live to see.
Yeah.
This my side over here.
Let's see which one alive is.
Everybody's here.
God, he's a miracle worker. Am I right about it? Yes, and yes, we've seen him do it. And Lord knows we need some miracle things that God and God alone can do. We're so blessed. We are so creative. We are so resourceful. We are so resilient. And yet there are some things we just cannot do for ourselves. We couldn't put a sun up in the sky. The miracle is that it don't fall down on us. Yes, we don't put stars up there, a moon either. You know, we can go explore it, but we can't create it. Oh my gosh. God does so many miracles, seen and unseen. Some things God is doing or done, we don't even know about yet, right? Dip, snaps, and claps to the God who made us. Well, beloved, I'm back with my spiritual social commentary for today. And so, like so many of you, waking up yesterday morning, here on the safe side of things, I might add, but hearing the news and seeing the videos of rockets blaring and bombs bursting, exploding buildings in Israel. Hundreds, and within hours, hundreds, report was that hundreds of people, and I don't know what the numbers are this morning, had been killed, thousands had been injured, hundreds of police and soldiers had been kidnapped and taken captive across the border into enemy territories. We wonder how such an attack could occur, catching Israel and her allies off guard. It's a mystery. We have such advanced technology. We talk about artificial intelligence, and we have so many sophisticated intelligence networks, MI5 and CIA and the agencies that are in Israel and in around the world in allyship. We have state-of-the-art security, military defense systems, and elite forces in place. It's perplexing to a degree of how this could have happened under the radar. And on the last day of Sukkot, too, on the last day of one of the high holy days, what commemorates Israel's escape. I was going to say rescue, because God rescued Israel out of bondage from Egypt, and they were sojourning in the wilderness for 40 years, a trip that some theologians and scholars say should have maybe taken them 40 days, some say even 7 days, but it ended up taking them 40 years because of the attitude that they had in going out of bondage. And so we saw these views, we saw these videos, and we could feel or sense the desperation and the screams and the hurt of these people in Israel. Of course, Israel forces were fighting back, and so those who had entered in were also being sacrificed to this God of war. Someone had written to me, and they were saying, you know, what's going on in the world, the Democrats versus Republicans, Russia versus Ukraine, Egypt versus Syria, Iraq versus Iran, and right in the middle of negotiations between Israel and Saudi Arabia. And one report said that the attackers, I believe the Hamas organization is taking responsibility for the attack, were saying that they were sending a message to anyone who would call themselves an ally, any Muslim nation that would call themselves seeking peace with Israel. And so what news do we have from the scriptures? What do the scriptures inform us? Where is there, if any, to be found a bright side in all of these things? Well, I turned to my daily devotional this morning, and lo and behold, there was something that was so right for this moment. Wisdom we need. It says, the way of the wicked is like deep darkness. They do not know what makes them stumble. From Proverbs 4:19. And the writer references a book of the great influenza. It was written by John Barry in 1918, while recounting the 1918 flu epidemic. And he talks about how the World Health Organization, rather than being caught off guard, anticipated that there would be a massive outbreak of this flu epidemic. And they feared that the World War I, with hundreds of thousands of troops crammed into trenches and moving across borders, would unleash new viruses. But this knowledge was useless to stop the devastation. Powerful leaders beating the drums of war rushed toward violence. An epidemiologist estimate that 50 million people died in the epidemic, adding to the roughly 20 million killed in the war's carnage. 2.5 times more people died from that epidemic because the leaders rushed to the beating of the drums of war. And then the writer went on to say, we've proven over and over again that our human knowledge will never be enough to rescue us from evil. Though we've amassed immense knowledge and present remarkable insights, we still can't stop the pain we inflict on one another. We can't halt the way of the wicked. this foolish, repetitive path that had leads to deep darkness. Despite our best knowledge, we really have no idea what makes us stumble. That's why we must get wisdom, get understanding. Wisdom teaches us what to do with knowledge. And true wisdom, this wisdom we desperately require, comes from God. Our knowledge always falls short, but his wisdom provides what we need. Oh, dear God, we wrestle with pride. Our human knowledge, it fails us. It can't save us. Please, God, teach us your truth. Please, God, teach us your truth. Amen. There is wisdom for living. There is wisdom we need for day to day. There is wisdom we need on every level. We need wisdom in our government. We need wisdom in our health organizations. We need wisdom in our business and finance communities. We need wisdom in our communities locally, in our first responders, in our local government leadership. We need wisdom that comes not from man, not from party, not from politics, not from people. We need wisdom that comes from God. Beloved, the word of God tells us that as time is winding up, we will hear of wars and rumors of wars. All the prayers in the world is not going to stop it. The heart of man is desperately wicked. There's an evil one out there who only comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But Jesus said, I came that you can have life in that abundantly. There is an ark of safety. There is a place, hallelujah, where we can go to seek wisdom and to seek comfort and to seek counsel and to seek help. And that is in God. Beloved, that's where the brightness is. That's where the light shines and pierces the darkness. That's where the light comes to push back the darkness, is our focus, our union, our alignment with God. That's my spiritual social commentary for today, beloved. This is Pastor Kim, and I am your perpetual optimist. God's got us. He is the Most High God. God is the Most High God. All who believe in him, Jesus said, will not perish, but have everlasting life. Yes, Lord, yes. We got more music. You are the Most High God, Jehovah. You are the Most High God. All these other gods will fail and fall, but you are the Most High God. Dr. Kofir Thompson from Africa, coming up right now.
Gods of the world are idols. Jehovah is the Most High God. You all know this song.
Beloved Jehovah, the Lord, the Most High God. He's got us, beloved. There's a war going on, not just in the seen, but also in the unseen. Listen, while we're praying for Israel, we're praying for Ukraine, we're praying for the cessation of war in those places, Asian and European countries, let us also pray for Africa. Let us pray for Mali and Somalia and Ethiopia and Sudan and South Sudan, who are currently at war as well. Let us remember Afghanistan and Syria, where there's death and carnage, the wounded, the lost, the devastations. Let us pray for their resilience. Let us pray for their troops. Let us pray for their leaders. Let us pray for ourselves. Let us pray for one another. And let us not take our blessings for granted. God has thus far spared America and continues to shed grace upon her. Let us not fight against one another. Let us find ways to realize that we are Americans. Amen and amen. Listen, I want to say happy birthday to all you October birthdays. Pray that you will have a safe, healthy, and happy birthday month. Shout out to all my brothers and sisters clergy in the Columbia County, Twin County areas, and wherever the sound of my voice is today. I appreciate you. I appreciate your yes to the call of God to help seek and save the lost, to help serve humanity, one another, and for nothing more than the love of God. Listen, beloved, until we meet or speak again, I hope you have a great week with our great God. Remember never to forget, God does love you. God is with us. He's in it with us. He hasn't left us. He hasn't forsaken us. He won't give up on us. Don't give up on God. All right, beloved, we get ready to get up out of here. God bless you. Brighter days. I want to offer blessing. Hallelujah. And this is from Blessing Offer. Brighter days. Yes, there's going to be some brighter days. A new heaven, a new earth. Hallelujah. Brighter days even right here, right now. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and I'm out.
I know there's gonna be some brighter days. I swear that love will find you in your pain. I feel it in me like the beating of life in my veins. I know there's gonna be some brighter days. I know there's gonna be some brighter days. Oh, ashes fall from burning dreams. Oh, never live through times like these. Oh, if you're trying hard to breathe in the dark, in the dark. I know there's gonna be some brighter days. Yes, sir. I swear that love will find you in your pain. I feel it in me like the beating of life in my veins. I know there's gonna be some brighter days. I know there's gonna be some brighter days. Oh, if your screams don't make